ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं सहस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकरामयं ददाति स्वपदं तुकाम नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्याभिषिताणि पञ्चकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुदेवतापतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतराधा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे I was looking for that. The next coming verses, it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, consider this point, the servant of the spiritual master is always respectable for me. As such, it is not befitting that the guru's servant should engage in my personal service. Yet my spiritual master has given this order. This is the very interesting. That's Govinda. He was very prominent in the Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and apparently he came from a Shudra family. But as stated in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, that he quotes Sanatana Goswami, Yata Kanchanatam Jati, the verse is there, Kansam Vasavidanata. Tata Diksha Vidanina Dvijatvam Jayatenunam. That Dvijatvam means the qualities of a Brahmana, not just a Brahmana, he becomes qualified as a Brahmana. Just as bell metal can be turned into gold by some alchemic process, so the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, he can transform disciple into a Brahmana, Dvijatvam. He becomes qualified as a Brahmana. So Srila Prabhupada, I was actually, somehow or other, I came by across an old BTG article a long time ago that was described the first Brahmanical initiation. I think it was Satsarupa was writing the article. He said me. And then it was Pradyumna and who was the other? Gaurasundara, I think. They were the first, that took place in Boston. And a very interesting description there. These three were the first initiated into the Brahminical line in ISKCON. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that the devotees become qualified, dvijatvam, become qualified with the qualities of a Brahmana as described in Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna gives that description, samo dhammas tapaso cham, like that. And this is very important. This is the most important part. Actually, at that first initiation, Srila Prabhupada had one scholar invited there. He was teaching some kind of Hindu studies or something like that. And he was asking, there's actually many challenges to the movement. Even Srila Prabhupada's, some of his godbrothers, they wondered how they can become brahmanas. And this is actually practically a replay of incidents that took place, about 50, a little bit more than 50 years previous to that, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur answered the challenge of the Smarta Brahmanas in Bengal. Big Sabha was there, big meeting. So many great scholars were there, and Smarta Brahmanas, caste Goswamis. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote this wonderful essay that he published at the Brahmana O Vaishnava. O means and, like that. So this is the qualities of a Brahman and Vaishnava. He starts off very beautifully how the Brahmins are respected throughout the Vedic literatures. The position of a Brahman is always glorified throughout the Vedas, but that Brahman, that is not, what is a Brahman, first of all? That is, he establishes very nicely that Brahmana means not by, simply by birth, but one has to have qualifications. He says, first, most important qualification is simplicity. That one has to be very simple in nature like that. So, Govinda, he was accepted by Ishvara Puri. Ishvara Puri is there, use the word Ishvara, Prabhukahe Ishvara, Paya Parama Svatantra. So, of course, Ishvara means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's also the name of the spiritual master and the spiritual master of Govinda also. So they're Svatantra. Svatantra means completely independent. One is, this is, I think, synonym for Swarat, that in the first line of Sri Chaitanya, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadya Sayato Van Vitaratas Charitesh Abhigya, Abhigya Swarat. Abhigya means fully cognizant, and Swarat means fully independent. So sometimes it's said that the living entities have some independence, but that independence is very minute, just like the living entity. What kind of independence we have, we don't know. We can't even protect ourselves from disease or hot, cold, like that. We have no real independence, but that real independence, that is possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and similarly cognizance. These two qualities, Srila Prabhupada points out that these, maybe he's quoting someone, but these two qualities, abhigya and swarat, these are specific qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one else can possess these qualities in full. Of course, here, this mercy of the spiritual master, sometimes that is also given as not subjected to any Vedic rules and regulations. The Vedic rules and regulations that is described very nicely, Vidhi is rules and regulations is Nished. That's the very important, famous verse that Smartavya Satatam Vishnu Vishmartavya Majatuchit Sarva Vidhi Vinishedayor Eteyor Iva Kinkara. That these, there's two very important. We have saw some description about some different rules of life like that. Sometimes you see on the internet like that, different qualities that one should have, one different golden rule like they have. But the golden rule of the Vedas, that all other rules and regulations are based on servants, actually, kinkara, eteyor eva kinkara, means all the different injunctions of the Vedas, which are so vast, of course, we can't even imagine. We don't have actually any understanding how many rules and regulations are found in the Vedas like that, but all these rules and regulations, they're servants of these two primary, one rule and one regulation, that is there, Smartavya Satatam Vishnu, that one should always remember Vishnu, and Vishmartavya Najatichit, not any time one should forget. Somehow or other, Jaina Tana Kaina Pyati, that somehow or other one should remember, somehow should fix his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the business of the spiritual master, how to train the disciple to execute that order. And that is the that is described that Shukadeva Goswami says that Very nice verses there. Kirata Hunandra, Pulinda Pukasha, Abira Shumba, Yavana Kasaraya. So many disqualified persons, disqualified castes are there. This is different families or communities. They're all listed. Kirata Hunandra, Pulinda Pukasha. But they're all tasma, what is that? Shudanti tasmai prabhavishnave mama. That one could be, all of these different low caste personalities can be, any of them can be qualified, can be purified. Shudanti tasmai prabhavishnave mama. They can be purified by the follower, the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Srila Prabhupada says, an authorized spiritual master is as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastra. This is the verdict of all the scriptures. And as Hari is not subjected to the criticism of mundane rules and regulations, the spiritual master empowered by him is also not subjected. Oh, I found it. I had some notes. I was looking all over the place. Anyway, I thought I lost them. But anyway, I have some very nice, it's very interesting. I had, at least I enjoyed it from Krishna Samhita. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this is, he had a desire to translate Srimad Bhagavatam in the proper swan-like way, but I have no time to translate this huge work. For this reason, I am now extracting the main purport of this great literature and presenting it in the form of the Sri Krishna Samhita. Very interesting, very condensed nectar. In one particular place, I had enjoyed this one section, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not subjected to any rules or regulations as described in this verse here. So, regulation is... I don't know, here it doesn't come exactly, but in the verse, sarva vidhi nishedayor. Vidhi means rule, and nisheda means regulation like that. So vidhi is actually has another meaning. It's, I found it in the Amar Kosha says, you know, vidata visvasrig vidhi. I think I found it yesterday. Vidata, Visvasrig, Vidhi, these are different names of Lord Brahma. So one of those names is Vidhi, and Vidhi also means rule and regulation. So in this particular pastime, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just like sutras, just like Vedanta Sutra, very briefly, this mentions one different pastimes in one or two verses here. And he describes that after the killing of Agasura, he says that, meanwhile, the four-headed Brahma, the creator of all planets and speaker of the four Vedas, became overwhelmed by Krishna's external energy and stole the calves and cowherd boys. By this incident, Krishna displayed complete domination in his supreme sweetness. Although merely a cowherd boy, he showed his complete control over the creator of the universe. It is also understood from this pastime that the dearmost person of the spiritual world, Krishna, is not controlled by any regulation. So the actual words here, is, the verse says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Sanskrit verses. The book is divided into three sections, actually. The introduction, which is very... what to say, amazing, very, he gives actually the perspective of the Vedas from the perspective of, at that time, modern materialistic person practically, that how, he gives the, he establishes the superiority of Vedic culture, even from their viewpoint, practically, you can say, that that persons of that time, the British of India, they had so many different opinions about the chronology of the Vedic civilization and what was being taught like that. So he establishes, even from their viewpoint, how Vedic civilization is superior to any other. So anyway, and that's the first section. And then the second section, he writes all these, his own composition, Sanskrit verses, describing the philosophy and pastimes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the second section, he gives his own conclusion. But in this second section, this is where I'm reading from, this is he gives his verses, his own composed Sanskrit verses. He says, Anena darshita krishna madhurje prabhute prabhutamale madhurje prabhutamala na krishna vidivadyo hi prayan krishna satastitam. So the particular line there, na krishna vidivadyo hi, that Krishna is not controlled by any regulation, or as described, Vidhi could be Lord Brahma. So he's not controlled by Lord Brahma or any regulation. And then it says, next verse, it says, after Brahma scolded the cows, the boys and calves, the Lord personally manifested himself as the boys and calves and easily continued on with his pastimes. From this, it is clearly understood that even with the destruction of the material and spiritual worlds, the opulence of Krishna is never hampered. No one can surpass Krishna's abilities to know how capable he is. That's just something I just enjoyed, that little section there. So, here we are. I was going to speak something about Govind, but I think we can. I don't want to take something from the next speakers or anything. But Govinda is such an amazing personality. After Lord Chaitanya accepted him in his service, he became, in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he's described as Dwarapal. Dwarapal means one protecting the door. And this is, he was always engaged in the personal service of Lord Chaitanya, the service of the body that's described in the Adilila, that Kashishvara was very strong. He was actually from a Brahmin family, I guess. But he was very strong, big, and he used to always a clear pathway for the Lord wherever he was going like that. If he was going to the Jagannath temple or during the Rath Yatra, he would always be there to protect him. And Govinda was always engaged in the service of the Lord's body. There's many times pastime of how Govinda engaged in these different services. I can just mention a couple here. That one time, when Lord Chaitanya was on his way to the temple of Jameshwar, says one day when the Lord was going to the temple of Jameshwar, a female singer began to sing in the Jagannath temple. Jameshwar is a different temple, no? Maybe they have some. Jagannath Puri, Jameshwar, anyway, research. She sang a Gujari tune in a very sweet voice, and because the subject was Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda, the song attracted the attention of the entire world. Hearing the song from a distance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately became ecstatic. He did not know whether it was a man or a woman singing. As the Lord ran in ecstasy to meet the singer, thorny hedges pricked his body. Govinda ran very quickly behind the Lord, who did not feel any pain from the pricking of the thorns. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running very rapidly, and the girl was only a short distance away. Just then, Govinda caught the Lord in his arms and cried, "It is a woman singing!" As soon as he heard the word woman, the Lord became externally conscious and turned back. "My dear Govinda," he said, "you have saved my life. If I had touched the body of a woman, I would have certainly died. I shall never be able to repay my debt to you," the Lord. Govinda replied, Lord Jagannath has saved you. I am insignificant. There is one other incident there. Both these two incidents deal with, has some to do with women there. It's interesting. That this one time Lord Chaitanya was a very famous pastime also. One time Lord Chaitanya was, he would take darshan of Lord Jagannath from the Garuda column, and hundreds of thousands of people in front of him were seeing the deity. Suddenly a woman from Orissa, unable to see Lord Jagannath because of the crowd, climbed the column of Garuda, placing her foot on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder. When he saw this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary, Govinda, hastily got her down from her position. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, chastised him for this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Govinda, "Oh, Adivasya, uncivilized man, do not forbid this woman to climb the Garuda Stamba. Let her see Lord Jagannath to her satisfaction." When the woman came to her senses, however, she quickly climbed back down to the ground and, seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately begged at his lotus feet for forgiveness. Seeing the woman's eagerness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Lord Jagannath has not bestowed so much eagerness upon me. She has fully absorbed her body, mind, and life in Lord Jagannath. Therefore, she was unaware that she was putting her foot on my shoulder. Alas, how fortunate this woman is. I pray at her feet that she favors me with her great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath." So this is also very nicely tied into today's verse, how the Lord is very much his mercy is very much dependent on affection. One has to be very affectionate or full of devotion, just like, there's another incident that one time Lord Chaitanya had an associate in Navadvip named Shuklambara Brahmachari, who was very, very poor Brahmachari, Shuklambara Brahmachari. And he used to go out every day. He had a bag, and he would go out to the different houses, and he would beg alms like that. And he would offer whatever he got to the Lord and take that and be very happy, simply that he could always engage in devotional service. Actually, people didn't know that he was a devotee, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he understood. And one day he was invited to Kirtan at Srivastava's house, and Lord Chaitanya put his hand inside of his bag and grabbed some of his rice that he had baked, uncooked rice, and Lord Chaitanya just put it in his mouth and ate it. And Shuklambara Brahmachari and all the other devotees there became completely overwhelmed. He said, "What are you doing? How can you do that?" And Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Don't you remember when you were in Dwarka as Sudama? He offered me some rice." And in this way, Lord Chaitanya is so, here we are today. Yeah, we read something that Vidura was a Shudra, that Krishna accepted lunch at his home. So Krishna is very much, he was invited by Duryodhana, you know, to have a great feast. But he didn't want to take that feast. There's a nice song, huh? Nice song is there that Lord Krishna didn't want to take the big feast at the house of Duryodhana, but he'd rather eat the simple shak at the house of Vidura. And some stories there about the eating the skins of the banana to Krishna, and he was eating like that. So anyway, that is the Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that patram pushpam phalam toyam, a leaf, a fruit, a flower, or some water. Yome bhakti prayachati, that if someone has devotion, ashnami, I will accept it. So Krishna accepts, he accepts the devotion, not the items that are being offered. That is mentioned in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, that he says that what kind of Nityalabha Purna, that Krishna is Nityalabha, he's complete. Sailashriya Purna, he's completely, he's in all six opulences, he's the richest, he's the most renounced. How you can offer anything to him? Everything belongs to him. You'll go to the Bank of America, you'll offer something there. You're going to offer, I'll offer some money. That money is already there. So you can't offer anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to devotion, he becomes obliged by that devotion, and he accepts that offering, just like he accepted this offering of Shuklambara and his pastime of Sudama, Brahmana. There's one other very nice pastime with Govinda, just to show how Krishna acts independently, so the devotees act independently. They're not bound by any rules and regulations. Well, rules and regulations are there and so important in the beginnings, to establish oneself in devotional service. But the perfect devotee, not to be imitated, the pastime is there. At one time, the devotees were having such a huge kirtan. Lord Chaitanya has described how his teeth were just shaking in his mouth like that. And he was going on dancing and dancing, and all the devotees became so much exhausted like that. Somehow Nityananda Prabhu, he understood that the condition of the devotees, and somehow or other he got the kirtan to become, he got the Lord to let the devotees get some rest, and the Lord went home and took his lunch. Now the regulation was that Lord Chaitanya would take his lunch, and after his lunch, Govinda would massage his legs, and then he would take the Lord's remnants. But this day, Lord Chaitanya was so, he was exhibiting himself in a very exhausted condition. And after he took lunch, he just lay down right in the doorway at the Gambir like that. He couldn't, lunch was on this side, Govinda was on this side, and Lord Chaitanya just laid down right in the middle of the doorway. So Govinda said, please, you can just move on the side a little bit, you can roll over the side. So Chaitanya said, no, I'm too tired, I can't move even an inch like that, I can't move. Said, no, I have to massage your legs. How I can massage your legs? So you're lying right in the doorway. I can't get to your legs and if you're lying there. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you do whatever you want. I can't move. So Govinda, he put some cloth over the Lord and he stepped over the Lord. Now this is, of course, a big offense to step over a Vaishnava or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Govinda, he did that. For his service, he massaged the Lord. No, actually, plate was on that side now. The legs were on that side. Plate was on the, and Govinda were on this side. So he crossed over the Lord, massaged his legs, and he stayed there. And something 40 minutes later, Lord Chaitanya woke up and he said, Govinda, what are you doing here? You haven't taken your lunch. I see you haven't even taken your lunch. Govinda said, no, I had to massage you. He said, how did you do that? You stepped over my body? He said, yes, I stepped over your body for my service. But I couldn't step over your body for my lunch, to sustain to eat like that. So this is called Vaishnava etiquette. How one should act. This is taught by the, particularly Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. I mentioned something last time how the Mahajans, we're following in their footsteps. We want to follow in their footsteps. This is the business of the Vaishnava, to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. and the associates of Lord Chaitanya, particularly here, will have the opportunity to speak something about the Govinda, how he's giving this very important lesson about how to execute the Lord's service. That was also manifested, of course, in the Vrindavan, the Brijvasis. They don't care anything for the, I mean, they may care something about the rules and regulations of Vedas. They were all prepared to offer worship to Lord Indra, but Krishna stopped them. They far preferred to follow the wishes of the little cowherd boy than to follow the regulations of the Vedas like that. And that is the Trigunya Vishaya, Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna. This is a real transcendental situation that Krishna is telling Arjuna, that the Vedas, they mainly deal with the three modes of material nature. You should become transcendental to them. Transcendental means that one has to become Krishna conscious. One has to act for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality. So I think, I think I'm going to stop there.
In the purport, there's an interesting point. I wanted to have you comment on it.
Points in this purport.
Yeah, when one serves the Lord in affection, one can serve the Lord in affection or veneration. When service is rendered in affection, it is the Lord's special mercy. When the service is rendered in veneration, it is doubtful whether Krishna's mercy is actually involved.
Yes. It's amazing. What do you want me to say?
I meant not mine.
Comment? No, this is Prabhupada's comment.
No, but speaking, all of devotional service is based upon mercy, right? So it's doubtful whether there's mercy in
devotional service is based on mercy. But devotional, because we have devotional, and there's two words, devotional and service. The service without the devotion is not much. Of course, in the beginning,
that's the point.
In the beginning, this is called Vaidhi Bhakti. This, I understand, at least this is my understanding. I don't know if I'm wrong. Affection and veneration. Vaidhi and Raganuga is practically synonymous, pretty much. That Vaidhi Bhakti means under the order. I had a very interesting, I was looking yesterday. I just typed in the order of the spiritual master in folio 335 times. The order, in that order, the order of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada talks so much about the orders. So this is Vaidhi Bhakti 1, executes devotional service under the order of the spiritual master. Adho Shraddha, one has to have the faith that he has to follow the spiritual master and execute the order. Now that order of the spiritual master is not something that in the beginning we take up and we give it up later, but that order of the spiritual master is, that is the essence of spiritual life, huh? Yes. Huh? Which one? Yes. Yes. That one. One can. It's doubtful whether by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead one can attain perfection. But there is no doubt that by serving the spiritual master, or by serving the Vaishnava. It's interesting here. I was looking for that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hesitant to accept the service of Govinda. But we understand that Vaishnava Seva is Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payecha Keva, that no one can achieve perfection without serving a Vaishnava. So why he was hesitant to, because he was the guru's servant, I guess that's the word. But anyway, Vaishnava, he doesn't think himself a Vaishnava. He doesn't want to take any service from other Vaishnava, from any Vaishnava. So where were we?
On veneration.
Veneration. Yeah, someone has to come to the advance from platform of Kanishna and simply engaging in the service. One has to not simply mechanically going about all of these activities, but one has to actually following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. One has to develop them. This affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has to get some devotion. And what is that? Oh, very nice verse is there in the second chapter. Syan Mahat Sevya Vitra. What is that? How does it start? Syan Mahat Sevya Ruchi. That. Rishri Shoshada Danasya Vasudeva Katara Ruchi. Thank you. Vasudeva Katara Ruchi. That. You want ruchi or affection, very similar. Vasudeva Katha, we want to enjoy Vasudeva Katha, the topics of Krishna Katha. We want to come to that platform that we enjoy that exchange. Is that similar, that verses there, Jnani Prasam, Stani Stita Shruti Katam Tanuvam. One has to hear whatever position he's in, he has to hear and develop that taste for hearing. That taste for hearing comes about by Mahatsevaya, by serving the Vaishnavas. Okay, anything else? One more pastor? Yes, there's, huh? Oh, yes, very nice. Yes, well, many stories are there. There's Govinda, he's always there. And Chaitanya Bhagavat also, when Adaitacharya wanted to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya wasn't present, of course. So he told all the devotees, let's chant the glories of this most recent incarnation. And they began chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya came there. He just watched and looked at them for a few minutes, and then he just turned around and walked away. And the devotees, they saw this, they didn't, because they were in so much ecstasy, they didn't stop or anything at that time. But they followed Lord Chaitanya back to his residence, and when he got there, Lord Chaitanya went in and laid down, and Govinda, he said that the devotees are here to see you. He said, all right, let them in. But Lord Chaitanya continued laying down there, and then they became then a little bit concerned that they're Lord Chaitanya was not pleased with their chanting his glories. And very nice pastime is there. And the story of the bags that the devotees every year when they came from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, all the devotees would bring their favorite item for the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. They because the devotees in Navadvip, they knew the Lord from his childhood. So they knew some things, so what the Lord was very fond of, or they had some special thing that they liked to, that they enjoyed offering to the Lord. In this way, they're all devotional items they brought with them from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, and they all gave them to Govinda to take care of. Govinda, he put them all in one room. Of course, he mentioned them to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, just keep them on the side for a while. And one day Govinda came and said that these devotees, they're all asking about these items that they offered for your pleasure. And I don't like, what can I say? You're not accepting, if you don't taste them and treat them like that, I can't reply to them nicely without lying. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, bring them all here. So a big room full of foodstuffs. They brought Govinda one at a time and said, this is from this person, this is from that. And Lord Chaitanya just honored them all. Okay. Huh? Govinda was used to stay outside, sleep outside the doorway of the Gambhir like that. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya was making big noise like that, grinding his face against the walls like that, and making different noises like that. And then one time Govinda thought he didn't hear anything, so he went inside and looked, and Lord Chaitanya was gone. That's why they had to go out and find him. Many times, this happened a couple times, I think, ran outside into the... So this is Govinda's business like that. Gaurapal, Govinda Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.